Welcome to the Perception is Reality blog. This is Ryan Sowers, president of Sowers Consulting Strategies, and a series of podcasts we're bringing you. You can find more in regard to what we do at SowersConsulting.com or Ryan Sowers, SAUERS.com. Today we're going to focus on time, T-I-M-E, and time is truly, to me, the great equalizer. No matter where I'm speaking or what client I'm working with, I hear I'm slammed, I'm buried, I'm drowning, I'm swamped, I'm in the weeds. It's quite negative if you think about it. I deal with this. We all deal with this. This constantly moving, fast-changing world where, honestly, there just doesn't seem to be enough hours to get it all done. The thing I want us to consider today is that we all have actually the same amount of time. No matter your age, how much money you have, your gender, where you live, you have 168 hours in the week. That's 24 times 7. And the choice is not if you have that amount of time, the choice is what you do with that time. And sometimes we focus on things that are just not important. We focus on things that are just time wasters. And really, using Stephen Covey's model, where you do want to spend your time is things on things that are important, but they're not urgent. Most of our life is important and urgent, like a crisis or something that has to be done right now. But when we could focus on important and things that but aren't urgent in nature, we can actually plan and be more proactive in our thinking. So I challenge you, when someone says, "I just didn't have enough time," you say, "No, actually, you didn't make time." Because everything you do during the day, you choose to do it. You may say, "Well, I hate my job, but I have to go to it." We don't have to go to it. You could quit it. Or, "I hate going and exercising, but I have to go do it." Well, you don't have to go exercise, but you choose to do it. So we call responsibility the ability to respond, to choose your response. So I challenge you to think about your time. Think about this world. It is connected globally, which is quite exciting, being able to communicate with people all over the globe at any time you want. Yet it's a little stressful if we don't let it take too much out of us, because we're constantly always and can be connected in a manner that would keep us sometimes from the personal touch. And I've tell you, through my social media experiences, it does come down to the personal relationship and the touch. We all still are human beings. So as you think about your time, think about your 168 hours, what do you do with it? We only have so much of it each week, each year, and I challenge you to make the most use of your time and focus on things that are important, things that you really want to get to, but they're not urgent. They don't have to be done this hour, and then to make plans to tangibly attack them. So that's it for this week. Hope you enjoyed the podcast of our Perception is Reality continuing series of podcasts. And for more information, we are connected online, but you can visit Sowers Consulting, S-A-U-E-R-S Consulting. Consulting.com or Ryan Sowers, RyanSAUERS.com. Hope you have a great week, and stay tuned for the next podcast.